If you're visiting for the first time, welcome once again to our church, Victory Outreach Mesa. And within our church, we have something that we call, within this house, we believe that we are a house of hope and freedom. And today, we're going to be diving back into our Increase series. How many have been getting blessed by this series? Man, I've been growing. I've been like, man, I've been soaking it up. And if you missed a couple of the services, they're up on Podbeam. You could follow us on Podbeam. You just download that app, and you could find VO Mesa, and you could catch up with some of the sermons that we have there as far as Increase. And we're really believing that we are in a season of increase. We've been hearing about it with our finances, but also I believe in our walk with the Lord that we are going to be getting into a season of increase. We really want to see people develop this year. How many tired of going through the same old stuff? Right? The same old stuff, doing the same old thing, looking at the same old, you know, situation. But it's time for us to grow. And so last week, we were dealing with the soil. That was a great message. We're dealing with the heart and how sometimes the seed goes in for a moment, but the hardness of our heart don't allow the seed to take root. In other words, like sometimes we're inspired for a moment, and then we're still the same person. We never let it root in. So we're asking the Lord to break down our hearts, break down those walls within our hearts so that the seed of God could go into our hearts and develop something within us. And so today, I was kind of like on the, you know, as a pastor, you know, as a preacher, sometimes I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to speak about? Like, okay, God, which one? And I had two messages ready. So I decided to go with this one because next week we're going to talk about the rain. We're going to, Lord, send the rain. And so next week we'll be talking about the rain. But this week, since we talked about the soil last week, I want to talk about the seed a little bit more this week. Is that cool? I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. All right, I want you to turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. And for the next, how many give me about 25 minutes? Can you give me about 25 minutes, and you could get out of here and go have breakfast, whatever you're going to do after this. But if you give me 25 minutes, I believe that God's going to speak to you tremendously here today. Amen? So Mark chapter 4, I want you to look at 21. Mark chapter 4, verse 21. Now in Mark, when you look at this chapter in Mark, Jesus is giving a couple parables. This is how Jesus taught the multitudes. This is how Jesus taught people. And so he comes with parables, and he gives one, two, three, four parables here in the book of Mark, and then he sends his disciples into a storm. And so I want to look at the parables here today because I feel like we could really get something out of what God is trying to say. The first parable that we see there in Mark chapter 4, let me just give you a background, is a parable of the farmer scattering seed. And we talked a little bit about that as far as where the seed lands and how the seed produces, and that we should have the right heart or the right soil so that that seed could produce within our lives. How many want the seed of God to produce something great within your life? I believe all of us do. So we have to have the right heart in order for him to do that. And we have to soften our hearts. The way we do that is by getting in his presence, getting in worship, listening to, you know, to his word, applying that. And it softens our heart. If you have unforgiveness, go and forgive that brother. It softens your heart. If you have anger problems, go smile at somebody. Say, hi, brother. How are you? Right? It softens your heart. Little by little, you get softer. Amen. So we're going to look at this, a couple parables here today, and I believe that the Lord's going to speak to us. In Mark chapter 4, verse 21, we're going to pick it up there. The Bible says this, and Jesus said to them, would anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where the light will shine. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open. And every secret will be brought into light. I'm here to tell somebody, God's about to put you into the light here today. He's going to take everything that's been done in secret and put it into the light. Now, I love this because in verse 23 it says, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Okay? So this is for everybody here today. If you have ears, pay attention for the next 20 minutes now, and I believe that God is going to speak to you tremendously. Now, I was able to share this with our staff the other day, and as we were talking, it was just like blowing us away, and the Lord had given me this, and so I wanted to share it with our church here today. And I love this parable because this parable is trying to, Jesus is trying to put things into perspective, and I believe that God is about to bring you out, my friend. When I think about what he's saying, he says, would anybody light a lamp to put under a basket or under a bed? He says, of course not. Now, when you think about lamps and lights and all that, they're meant to illuminate. You don't put it into under a bed where no one can see, or you don't put it under a basket where it can't illuminate and do what it's supposed to do. And Jesus is talking about this here. Now, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, it says, you are the light of the world, like a city on the hilltop that cannot be hidden. When you think about what he's saying that you are a lamp. You are the light. You're the ones that are supposed to be shining out here. And if you are the light, we don't put you under the bed for no one to see. No, he's saying, look, you are the light of the world, and you shouldn't be hidden anymore. Come on, somebody. You are the light of the world, and you shouldn't be hidden. Now, I love this because he says that a lamp is placed on a stamp or a stand where all could see this light. Now, we have these lights up here, and they're on a stand. Why? It's because we want that light to shine a certain way in our audience. When you put a lamp on a stand, what happens is that all can see what is taking place there in that lamp. When you keep reading this, I know that many people have preached this in different ways, but in verse 22 it says, for everything hidden will eventually be brought into the open. Everything hidden will be brought into the open, and everything secret will be brought into the light. Now, a lot of people use this in negative terms. A lot of people use this in terms of, oh, brother, everything you do in secret, you know God's going to reveal it, right? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, you know your sins will soon find you out. Everybody's going to see your sin, right? Everybody's going to see your dirty laundry. We've heard these. How many heard it like that before, right? Oh, everything you do in secret, God's going to bring it into light. Well, when I started reading it, I started reading it in a different perspective. I started looking at it not as a negative thing. I started looking at it as a positive thing. And I started seeing that what Jesus is saying, he's saying a lamp. In other words, a light. He's not talking about darkness. He's talking about the light. And he's saying that everything that's done in secret will eventually be put on a stand for all to see. Are you with me? And so when I started reading it, I didn't read about the sin and that part. I said, wait a minute. I've been taught this for years, that it's about your sin. It's about what you're doing in secret, brother. You know, God's going to expose it, and you're going to be, everybody going to see it. And I started reading. I said, that's not what Jesus is saying. What Jesus is saying, that everything that is hidden, eventually, that light that was hidden, that light that God put in you, eventually is going to be put on a stand for all to see. Come on, somebody. Isn't that awesome? But I started even going deeper. Somebody say, let's go deeper. As I started going deeper, he said, I will bring it into the open. And this part, I circled this word right here. Every secret, somebody say secret. How many know some people could keep secrets and some people just can't keep their mouth shut? Right? You know how you could test people? Just tell somebody one thing and see if anybody else starts getting it. And you say, I only told one person. How is that the whole church knows about my business, right? Secrets. I could keep secrets sometimes. When they're juicy secrets, I can't keep my mouth shut, right? But the Bible says secret. I circled that nice and big, and I put black writing on there, and I circled that. Because what you do in secret matters. I said, what you do in secret matters. Because this is where we get the negative term. What you do in secret, God will bring it out in light, right? So we think what we do in our secret sin and our secret this, and, oh my God, I got secrets, right? But I started reading it like, okay, if he's talking about the light, if he's talking about something else, then really what he's talking about is what you do in secret for him will eventually be brought into light. So what he's saying is, what do you do in secret really matters. When you develop your character in secret, he's going to put you on a stand for all to see. It's secret. So I think what we have to start looking at is, what do we do in secret for him? Are you praying in your secret place? Are you seeking him in your secret place? What do you do in secret? Because what you do in secret, he says, I'm going to put that on a lamp, or I'm going to put that on a stand. And I believe that many of us here today, we got to start looking at ourselves and say, what do I do in secret that he wants to bring into the light? I think that many of us, we look back at our lives and we could say, man, I had a lot of secrets in my life. But I'm not talking about your negative secrets. I'm talking about what you do for God in your secret place. That is what God wants to reveal to the world, because you are the light of the world. And if whatever you do in secret, God will reveal it to people. God will reveal it to people. So he starts telling them this parable. And I started reading. I go, wow, this is good stuff. And then he said in verse 23, anyone who has ears, let him hear, teach, and listen, and understand. In other words, I'm trying to bring increase in your life if you understand what I'm trying to say. So I was there, and then I started reading more. Verse 24, the Bible says, then he added. Somebody say, he kept going. He said, then he added. He told them that. Then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding will be given to you. And you will receive even more. Somebody say, even more. Somebody say, that's the increase. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But those who are not listening, even what little understanding you have, it will be taken away. If you're not paying attention to what God is trying to do in your life, eventually you'll be numb to everything he's trying to do to your life. And for us, we got to pay close attention to what the Lord has been trying to develop, or what the Lord has been trying to put inside of our hearts this whole year. We're here within the second month of the year. We need to pay close attention. God, what are you trying to get a hold of me about? What are you trying to do within my life? And if that's not enough, he goes on and he says in verse 26, stay with me. He says, Jesus also said. You know, these parables are not just like, I gave this parable one day, this parable the other. No, it's like he's running this down, okay? He's running this down. Are you seeing it? He said, then he added. And then right here in verse 26, it says, and Jesus also said, it's going to get good. The kingdom of God is like a farmer. Now he's given another, in other words, you're not getting it. Let me give it to you another way, right? You know, when you talk to your kids and they don't get it, you're like, I'm trying to use my words, you know, and it's not going through. Eventually, you're like, you want me to take this off? And, oh, I got it. Okay, I'll take out the trash. I got it. I understand, right? Well, Jesus is there, and he's trying to, like, are you guys getting it? I don't get it yet. So he's like, he understands they're not getting it yet. So now he gives them another angle. Look at this angle. He says, and Jesus also said, the kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seeds on the ground. Day and night, while he is asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows. But he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces its crops on its own. First, the leaf blade pushes through. Then the heads of wheat are formed. Are you catching this picture? And finally, the grain ripens. And as soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests with the sickle, for the harvest time has come. So he says, first parable, he's talking about the lamp, okay? He says, you can't hide the lamp. You can't do that. There's whatever you do in secret will eventually be brought into light. And then they're not getting it still. So he goes with another parable, and he talks about the seed that's growing. He said, the kingdom of God is like this, the farmer who scatters this seed, and eventually, day and night, as he is sleeping, what happens is the seed begins to produce something within the individual's life. I like this because day or night, while you are sleeping, what you do in secret will always come out of your life. Whether good or bad, it will always sprout something within your life. See, we don't understand how it happens, but the Bible gives you a clear picture of how it happens. He says, once the seed is sown, what happens is it is in the ground. Whether you're sleeping, whether you're awake, it is in that ground. And what happens first, the Bible says here, is that first a leaf blade pushes through, and then a head of wheat is formed. In other words, when you sow something, it will push through, and eventually whatever is done in secret will push through in your life, and you will see it happen. Do you see what's happening here? So he's saying the lamp is under there. It's not supposed to be there. We're supposed to put it on a stamp or on a stand. But then it says, okay, let me put it to you this way. The seed is like this. You put it in the ground, and it is in the secret place. Come on. But eventually, that thing has to form and come out and be placed where all could see. I'm here to ask you, what have people been seeing about your life? See, when you know people are growing and people are doing things the right way in secret, is when you start seeing an actual fruit of life coming out of them. I could tell what people do in secret just by talking to you. I can tell if you've been negative all week long just by talking to you, just by looking at you. Why? Because what you do in secret will come out like this seed, and eventually will sprout out, and people could see, oh, I see what you've been sowing all week long. But people that understand that it's not about my negativity, it's about what I've been sowing the right things in. When you sow joy, when you sow peace, when you sow faith, all of a sudden, in those moments of secretness, God will start bringing that thing into light, and people get encouraged when they see your faith. People are encouraged when they see that, man, this brother is a blessing. Why is this guy so blessed? Because of what you've done in secret. Whatever you do in secret, God will eventually be brought into light. And this is what he's saying. First, you'll see this blade come out. And once you see this blade come out, that is what you've been doing in secret. So a lot of us, we have to check ourselves. If we're upset all the time, what have you been doing in secret? What things have you been pondering in your mind? But if you're full of joy, then that's a result of what you've been doing in secret. If you've been there praying, if you've been there getting a hold of God, we can tell. We can tell when you're happy. We can tell when you're sad. We can tell when you're going through it. We can tell when you're fighting with your wife. We can tell. Because you hear and she's not. Or you're here, right? Maybe you're both here, but maybe you're not here, right? But whatever you do in secret, are you with me? God wants to bring that into light. But God don't want to bring all your darkness into light. God wants to bring everything good about you into light. So you would think they got it by now. You would think, oh, yeah, oh, it's clear, God. It is so clear to me that whatever I do in secret, you're going to put. No, they still don't get it. So he gives them another parable. Somebody say another one. Verse 30, Jesus said, how can I describe the kingdom of God? Now he's like, dude, I gave you three parables already. Now I'm on my fourth parable, and you still don't, come on, let me explain it this way now. He says, and Jesus said, how can I describe the kingdom of God? What story should I use to illustrate this? Now you can kind of see Jesus getting like, come on, dude, right? When I counsel some people, I'm like, what other story can I give you? Like, God is able to do it. Like, what other angle can I get you, right? Jesus is like, dude, I'm running out of stories right now. Like, what else can I give you? That's the way I read it. I'm like, dude, come on. Come on, I gave you my best three top, you know, sermons. Okay, I'm going to give you one more. Hopefully you could get it, right? He says, what story should I use to, are you reading with it and with me? What story should I use to illustrate this? He says in verse 31, okay, I got it. It's like a mustard seed planted in the ground. It is the smallest of all seeds, but it becomes the largest in the garden of plants. It grows long branches, and the birds can take nest in its shade. And I stopped right there, and I was like, Jesus is like a master genius. He's painting this picture for them. And he's saying, okay, this is my last, this is all I got. And he goes, this is what it's like. It's like a mustard seed, the smallest of all seeds. Very tiny, little, right? And he's explaining it. I could see him doing it. You know how small a mustard is? It's very small. He goes, and you put it in the ground. I could see him like digging up the ground. And you put this seed in the ground. Then you put dirt over it. You got it? I got it. Okay, now look it. When we plant this seed, what happens to the seed is eventually it grows. And they're like, oh, that's what you said? Yes, it grows. But what happens is when it grows to be one of the largest things there. He says one of the smallest things becomes one of the largest things. He says what happens is that this seed produces one of the largest of the garden plants. It grows long branches, right? Something so small, but yet so powerful. And what Jesus is saying, he's saying the small things you do in secret are powerful. The little things you do in secret are powerful. You might think praying 5 minutes is not a big deal, but I'm going to tell you, pray for 5 minutes and you're going to see results in your life. Be consistent every day for 5 minutes. I'm going to go into a secret place. I'm going to close the door in my closet, and I'm going to pray, right? I'm going to do something in secret because eventually the small things in my life are going to produce some big things in my life. You might think saying no to your friends hanging out at the nightclub or whatever that is, God, it's so small, but I'm going to do the little things you do in secret. The little things you do in secret will eventually produce big within your life. And I believe that what we want to see within our church is we want to see people start sowing good seeds in our lives. We want to see our church sowing the right seeds in our life. Stop being stuck on the negativity. Stop being stuck on everything that you're not doing well, and stop sowing those seeds and start saying, wait a minute, I do some things well in my life, and if I do some things well within my life, then those small things are going to produce something great within my life. Eventually, I'm going to see a big tree of life coming out of me because of it's the small things that you do in secret. It's the small things we do in secret. Somebody say, I got a secret life. Some of you don't want to cop to it. You're like, I got a secret Facebook. I got a secret this. I got a secret mistress. Watch out. Because eventually, we're going to see it, right? But if you start saying, man, you know what? I'm not focused on that stuff. I'm going to change my outlook. I need to start focusing on the right stuff in my life, the secret things that I do. I didn't get here by being a showboat. I didn't get here by saying, oh man, I got this, I got charisma, I'm the loudest person in the room. I got here because of my secret place. I got here because I knew what to do in my secret time. In my secret time, I learned how to resist the devil. In my secret time, I learned how to resist temptation. I learned how to build my character. I learned how to build integrity. I learned how to sow seeds in that. And now I am blessed because now you start seeing the fruit of my life. But it took me to understand that secret place. And in that secret place is a place where we need to dwell. We need to dwell in the secret place. Because when you dwell in the secret place, that's where God is doing something within your life. We need to find ourselves in that secret place. We need to find ourselves in that hidden place, in that shelter place, to say, God, I'm getting away and I need to find myself in your presence. Because when I find myself in your presence, I know you're doing something within my life. See, I believe that many of us could look at these parables here today, and you could see what God wants to do within your life. You could see that he wants to put you on a stand. You could see that what the Lord wants to do is place you in a place where all could see. And I believe that that is how he wants to move us forward, is by putting us in that place where he can display your life. But if he's going to display you, what is it that you're going to display? If he were to put your life on a stand, what would people see? What would people see? You know, I'm very careful about who I put behind the pulpit, because when I put them on a stand, all could see. And if they don't live up to what they preach, then people would say, see, I don't receive what they said. Because what they say and what they live is totally different. So when we're on a stand, we should have the right seat in the ground. The small things matter, because whatever comes out, people could see. Even on our worship team, careful. People around in really high positions, careful. Why? Because all of a sudden, don't act like you don't do that. Don't act like you don't be watching my leaders. Well, did you see he's going like this? Man, his nose itch, bro. Like, relax. Oh, did you see that look? Ooh, pastor's mad. No, I'm not mad. I'm hungry. But it's funny how, like, when you're in that light and you're in that stand, all of a sudden everybody could see. That's why many people want to be under the bed, because what you do in secret, you don't want God to reveal. Put a basket on me. Not yet. Not yet. Put a basket on me. So he says, why is it that I lighted you up and you want to put yourself under the bed where nobody could see? It's because what you've done in secret is not right yet. And he's saying, I want to put you on a stand, but in order to put you on a stand, you need the right seat in your life. And if you don't have the right seat in your life, you're going to remain under the bed and under a basket where nobody could see, because you don't feel worthy enough to come out into the light. The small things matter, church. The small things matter. And if God's trying to elevate you, live up to it. Live up to it. If God is trying to take you to another level, that all he's trying to do is take the blanket off of you and say, no, I got the goods in you. Come on, son. Come on, child. I'm going to put you in a place where all can see the light. But many of us, we say, no. You might see this, and you might see this flaw. You might see that. You might see this. We're all going to have flaws. You will you're never going to get rid of every flaw you got. Never. Until the trumpet, and we go to heaven. I'm be like, I'm flawless, right? I'm going to be 6'6". I believe it by faith. I'm going to have cornrows. Me and Manuel. We're going to come out of that crystal water like this. We're going to race out of the water. Look, Manuel. Roland. Rick will be right behind me. Joe's not too far behind, right? No, just kidding, Joe. He's going to get mad at me. He's going to stop giving. No. But look, we're never going to get rid of our flaws here. So if you continue to keep focusing on your flaws, I think sometimes we're going to be overwhelmed with everything that we have, every issue we got. But if you could start sowing better seeds in your ground and say, man, you know what? I need to start sowing better seeds. I keep having this negativity within my life where you're not going to get that out. You keep sowing more positive things. Eventually, negativity will be outweighed because you have more positive within your life. You know, growing up, I was the grumpiest person ever. Grumpy. I shared this yesterday. You might say, really? Yes, grumpy. Grumpy attitude. Snappy, just everything bothered me. Top Ramen bothered me when my wife would cook it. Like everything, right? Can you take me to the store? Why? Right? Like everything would just—I would snap. Short fuse, short man problems. I don't know. But you know, every so often, that guy tries to pop out.
Here's grumpy again.
I'm like, get down in there, leave me alone, right? And I gotta change my attitude. Like I said, if I could, okay, oh, you grumpy's here, that's right, let's keep sowing seeds into grumpy's life, right? Well, grumpy's gonna be displayed. And you guys not gonna like that guy. You guys like this guy. Hi, guys, God bless you, how are you? Oh, come here. Oh, you look so good. Are you losing weight? You guys love that. But imagine, dang, bro, you're getting weight. Oh, my God, look at that suit on you, man. Oh, my God, bro. Like, I ain't never saying hi to that pastor, right? Mr. Negativity. But if I keep sowing good seeds in the secret, if I keep encouraging myself in the secret, eventually, when I'm on display, you're going to see that out of me. What we want out of your life is to display the goodness of God. For all could see. He says, you are the light of the world, and you can't be hidden. Church, you are the light. You are the light in the grocery store. You're the light at your workplace. You are the light in your marriage. You are the light in your family. You are the light. So whenever you go out, don't try to hide yourself. Say, no, I got the goodness of God. I got the peace of God. I got the joy of God. So I'm going to display that out of my life. And when people see it, they're going to say, man, what is it about you? You never get upset when the boss yells at you. You know why? Because my boss takes care of me. Because I don't serve that guy. I serve him. And he told me to do everything unto him. And so even if I get yelled at, it don't matter to me because he's pleased with what I do. When you have that attitude, things change. How many know that things change? So when I started looking at this, I was like, whoa, this is a trip. Because they weren't getting it. Then eventually, he puts the disciples in a storm. Read that whole chapter, it's crazy. He gives all these parables. He goes, you know what? Go to the other side. They get in a boat, they go on the other side, and all of a sudden they're in a storm, like, what's going on? What's happening? God, where are you? Right? They're going through it. But isn't it a trip when God reveals something to you, all of a sudden you go into that storm? You go into the storm. Why do you go into the storm? Because the storm brings, the storm has to do with water, right? And it has to do with growth. He's saying, I just gave you all this seed. Get ready because you're about to go into a storm. Get ready because we're about to grow the seed. That's why some of you get so mad at yourself. You're like, man, I thought I had a breakthrough and all of a sudden I'm going to go through it now. Well, guess what? That's a part of growth. You're not going to grow if you don't go through the storm. So next week we're going to talk about the rain. But this week we're just talking about the seed, okay? Next week will be the rain. Don't worry, it's going to be good. This is like a whole series. This is like I'm writing a book right now. We're recording this, right? I need to write this book. But here today, I believe that all of us could respond to this. All of us could say, man, you know what? I could do better in my secret place. How many could say I could do better in my secret place? In that secret place, and sow better seed. I believe that he wants to display you. It's time to be displayed. Even if you've been saved a week, it's time to be displayed and say, man, I was in darkness and look what God's done. I believe God can do that. How many believe God can do that? I said, how many believe God can do that? I want you to stand. And this is a response to say, God, you know what? I do have a lot of flaws. I do have a lot of issues. We could all say amen to that. But today I don't want to focus on that. I want to focus on what we're going to do in our secret place. Let's start planting better seeds in our secret place. And I believe every single one of us could say, man, you know what? I could do better. I can do better. So here today, I want you to respond. It's not like a, you know, this crazy message, simple message, but I think it's very applicable within our lives. Very applicable. Where we could say, okay, I get it. I understand. Let me go into that secret place and seek the Lord. So here today, if you want to respond, if you say, I want to go better. I want to do better in my secret place. I want to do better in my private life. Well, if that's you, I want you to come up. I want you to just come. We're going to sing this song.